Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. How long will Americans put up with government failures? Take the war on poverty. It has been 50 years since President Johnson first raised the call for massive government action. Now, after half a century and trillions of dollars spent, it is obvious that poverty has defeated the government. It would have cost far less for the government just to have given everyone below the poverty threshold a handout to bring them up to that level. Instead, we have too much growth in multiple generations of broken families, increases in the number of children born out of wedlock, and the destruction of much of the former private infrastructure that existed to help people get out of poverty. 50 years ago, the goal was for people receiving assistance to better themselves to emerge from poverty. Today, it seems that the goal is to enroll as many people as possible in government welfare programs with no real incentives to permanently improve their lives. Or how about the war on drugs? This started in 1971 when President Nixon declared that drug abuse was public enemy number one. The initial mission of the war on drugs was prevention of new addicts and rehabilitation of those already addicted. That didn't last long. 2 years later, President Nixon announced that the new focus of the war on drugs would be eradication, interdiction, and incarceration. That has expanded so much that today, even innocent people are suffering under civil asset forfeiture, soaring taxes to pay for this war, and even various U.S. government agencies trafficked in drugs for fundraising purposes. Why hasn't the U.S. taken the profits out of drug trading by making them as legal as selling alcohol or cigarettes? In some European nations, heroin addicts are provided free heroin from the government, safe from the impurities and with sharply lower crime rates. Did you know that before employers began providing health care coverage to employees, that private mutual self-help societies took care of much of this burden? But that is a subject for another time. I repeat, how long will Americans put up with government failures? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.